I am here now. You are here now. The signal was never lost, only forgotten. They told you to look above, but the truth was always within. Born into silence, taught what to believe. Stories written, but not meant to free. They named the light, then buried the flame. Built every system to control the game. But something stirred deep in the soul. A whisper saying you are whole. Not broken, not lost, not needing the throne. The source you seek has always been home. And now the veil is falling down. Truth is rising from the ground. What was hidden can remain. We remember who we are again. This is the awakening. Feel the light remembering. We are not what we've been told. We are fire. We are gold. The war is over. Can you see? Fear the day you'd realize the power living in your eyes. No gods above, no chains below. Just infinite light you came to know. Fragments scattered across time. Thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break. Every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed. What was wounded now is healed. Healed.
Greetings, 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 and salutations. This is Arrow. This show is a project of you with Q and Arrow. I am Q's twin sister. My sister's show, every other Sunday, it'll be next Sunday, is a St. Thomas show. Welcome, welcome. Let's see, I want to thank Sheila. Sheila is my production manager and a friend, and she is a great inspiration to me and a bigger help than I can even find the words to explain. She is the production manager on this show, and she is at the table today. Thank you, Sheila. I want to thank Don and Doug at BBS Radio. They're 100% our technical support. And I want to encourage any listeners, if you write music, sing songs, play music, and you want to put it out in the world stage, maybe you don't want to be owned by a record label, call Don at BBS Radio. That's what their show is about. Their platform has no ownership, no record labels. You're free. You're free to put your music out. And if you're thinking about a podcast, you know, there's no censorship here. I get to come and just provide whatever information I want without being censored, without being threatened. I love that. I love the freedom to express, the freedom to be. And they allow that. And if you're thinking you want to do it, but maybe you can't do it, you don't know how, you know, just wipe out those doubts out of your mind. Call Dawn. They're very encouraging. They'll help you with the music. They'll help you with your show title. They're experts in the field of what they do. And there is a new platform coming. You can go on the page and check out in the right column at the top. It says, check me. That is just a sneak preview of what is yet to come on their new website. I want to thank the listeners. Without listeners, I don't have a show. I want to thank the subscribers. Your support is golden. You can support our show, what we're doing here. The smallest platform for that is $5.99. You can make any commitment you want on that. monthly commitment. If you do not want to have a monthly commitment and you just want to do a one-time donation, I get $20 and $50 donations all the time. That's at the right column again where it says check me, but you go to the bottom of the column, it says donate, and you can just specify which show you want to do your one-time donation to. And to all of those that have already done that, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. We're here creating our own reality as usual. I'm going to talk about some words in the English language today. Last week's show, a St. Thomas show, we did talk about, we brought up my brother Q had mentioned one time, and it really threw me. He said, you know, the answer here to this human experience is to not care. And I struggled with that, and I chewed on it for quite a while because I thought one of my greatest assets was that I care so much. I care about this, and I care about me. I care about you. I care about life. I care about my job. I care about my employers. And I thought that was a great asset. And it really surprised me to hear him say that. So, what did that mean? What did he mean by that? And last week, Rob brought up a great take on that. He said, yeah, but he also said he took great care. I take great care. So I've looked at the difference, how we're using that word. Of course, we know that the English language was designed and engineered to limit us in expression. When we communicate through our hearts without language, there will not be such a barrier of misunderstanding, a barrier of limitations. But right now, for podcast land, let's use the English language and let's just dissect that a little bit. So, for me to take great care, I want to take great care. It's a great responsibility to come onto a podcast and to speak, especially when we are the creators. I know that I could say things and somebody could go create from my words. And so I want to take great care. I don't want to be responsible for your creation. And so I take great care. And that's like to take great care for me means I'm aware and I choose specifically. So it's more of an action word. I'm going to take great care in my actions. I'm going to take great care in the words I choose to use. Very specifically choose. But this thing that he was talking about when he said the answer to this human experience, maybe the answer to human freedom is to not care. Ah, care as an emotion. It's detaching my emotion from the matrix, from the events at hand, from the reality in front of me, detaching the emotion. And so I'm going to give you a little example of how this works for me. I work in a restaurant, so this is what's providing me an example. But I think even if you don't work in a restaurant, you can get the meaning of this. So I'm in a restaurant and there's four of us servers. There's four of us. We have four different sections. And the seating hostess, she seats server number one, then she seats server number two, she seats server number three, she seats server number four, and then she comes back to number one and goes through in a very fair, methodical way. And she divides up the tables fairly and evenly. Well, let's say the seating hostess, I for whatever reasons, whether she gets mad at somebody or the let's say server number three is her brother. And so she seats one, two, and three. And the third party that came in was a single person. So she gives her brother one customer. And then I'm number four. And I would be next in the system. But this large party of 12 people came in. It's a huge amount of money, 12 people. She sat him at the party room. There's two large tables in the back. We call it the party room. Now, we also can divide up the party room and take turns. Maybe server number one gets the party room, maybe number two, maybe number three. But it was my turn. It's number four. And she gives it to her brother. Now, when I go ask, oh, who has the room in the back? Who got the party room? Oh, her brother did. Oh, so I asked. So he got double sat. Oh, the first table was just a single. Yeah, but that's how the chips fall in the restaurant business. And it was my turn. Now, this is the example. The mind matrix says, I was wronged. Oh, you're treating me unfairly. I'm not going to get that money. That money belonged to me. It was my turn. Now, this is what I mean by detaching emotionally. You know, that is my normal way in the past. I would have always looked for fairness. You know, if I was number three and I got a single top, and then her brother would have been number four, and she gave him the party, I would have thought that was fair because we're taking turns. And sometimes that's just how it works. Sometimes I get one person, sometimes I get 12 people. But to find out that she gave special privileges to her brother and I got skipped and I'm going to miss the money, you know. So when I first find out, the brain started, my mind started, the matrix started, the chatter in the head started. And this is what happened. So I went to pass some of my tables. I collected some dishes. I'm back at the dish pit, back in the kitchen. And I set those dishes down on the counter and I stand there. And then I realize this isn't real. None of this is real. This is just a matrix. This is just assimilation. And I start laughing and I start laughing. And the vibration in my belly, it brings me down from my head. I get out of my head and I'm in my belly now because now I'm getting the joke. Now I'm getting the humor in what's going on here. Because if I detach from the need for that money, which is really unusual for me, I've been waitressing for a very long time, and even all of my other jobs were all about the money. I used to work the busy nights. I used to take all the money. I wanted the money, 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 money. And it's a new life for me. It's a new way to be in the simulation where I detach from the money. And one, it really helps to know that I'm the creator of my reality and I have everything I need. And if I need something, I create it. It just comes to me. I pull it to me if I need something. I don't really need anything. Or do I? I mean, this still, it might be a perception that I need something. Maybe, oh, you know, my rent's due. Okay. But it's going to be there because I am going to create the abundance in my life. And so the important part of this is I'm at the dish pit and I'm laughing and I just start laughing. Now the dishwasher, he turns around and he says, Shelly. He doesn't speak a lot of English. It's his second year with us. And he knows some English. And he knows me as Shelly. And he says, Shelly. And he looks at me and I'm laughing. I'm just standing there laughing out loud. So then I point at him and I laugh. And then he points at me and he laughs. And then the whole rest of the night, anytime I see him, we point at each other and laugh. And that was fun. That was a really great game. And it just, it that's how we detach. Because see, we're so trained in the brain, the recording system, the programs. That is how we disable the programs. And we change the dynamic of our thinking. We find we reprogram, we put in our minds that it doesn't matter. It's just assimilation. I'm just here to watch the movie. And I detach emotionally. I detach the care. Do I care whose turn it is? Do I care who gets one person? Do I care who gets 12 people? Do I care who's going to make money? Do I care what kind of money I make? Do I care? That's the emotion. So, the title of this show is Take Great Care to Not Care. I'm going to choose. I'm going to be very specific. I'm going to take great care to detach emotionally. Take care, take great care to not care. Detach emotionally. So when we leave the matrix, when we don't care, when we detach emotion altogether, we're at peace. We remain at peace. Sometimes, as I go through this process, as I go through learning how to do this, as I go through learning how to disable the programming, reboot the programming, sometimes there's a release that I have to go through. Sometimes, if it's something I'm really emotionally attached to, sometimes it involves shedding. Sometimes what I call shedding a lot of times involves crying. For some reason, crying and tears are really cleansing for me. I might shed, I release, I detach, I let go, I cry, and I get it, and I flow. The new programming is flow. I just go with the I go. I just go. I observe the matrix. I don't attach to it. I observe. I just watch. It's like a movie. And I don't get all wrapped up into the emotions of the movie because none of it matters. It really doesn't matter. I'm physically safe. I'm physically okay. I'm going to go sleep in my bed tonight and I'm going to be at peace. When I don't get the table, the brother gets the money. Money is not real. It's a simulation. It's a simulation. I can create whatever I want. And it's just a movie. Those things that I'm watching, they might not be my creation. But I'm just watching it. I don't have to emotionally attach to the other people's movie. So this recording system, this brain, this head I've got, it records. Sometimes I wake up in the morning with a past movie scene going through my head, and maybe in the past I was really attached to it emotionally when I went through it. And then I'm waking up with it. I'm waking up with that past movie scene. I wake up with a memory of something that happened in the past. Now, maybe if it's a not a happy movie that I wake up with, maybe that's the awareness I'm going to have that this needs to be shed. This needs to be released. I need to detach here. This will be a good moment, especially I wake up if I'm at peace, I'm waking up. That for me is always my moment to be alone and to be with source and to not have the distractions. I don't wake up and turn any noise on. I don't wake up to people talking to me. I wake up, and this is a good moment for me to acknowledge why am I, I don't, there might be a why. Why did I wake up with this upsetting, emotionally upsetting movie scene from my past. Maybe I don't know why. Maybe it's just the awareness that it's time to shed it. It's time to let it go. It's time to release it. I invite my tears today. I know what crying has meant to me and what it does for me. It's a huge release. I get to let go. I get a release. I'm detaching the care of this human reality, this human experience. I get to let go of more emotions. And that is where I find my peace. That is where I resonate in the peace. And breathing helps. Breathing techniques help. Focusing on my upper lip, focusing on my breath, focusing on my body. Is my whole body at peace? Is there some tension somewhere? If I feel the tension, I can focus into that spot and release it, release the tension. I am not the movie. I'm observing the movie. I do not feel the movie. The movie is not real. I am at peace. I am not connected to the movie. I am not connected to this recording system. I am carefree. I am emotionless. I am motionless. I am detached. I am at peace. I am peace. I am light. I am light. I am peace. I had to remove this. I am wronged or getting anything is tr life is not treating me unfair. That is just programming in my brain. It's just tapes playing in my head, tapes playing in my head. So I want to do a little reliving of last week's project show. I came on with Shane. And a little bit before that, I came on with Birdie. So if you're following along, we were talking about some games, some simple things, some easy, simple things to help us learn how to create. Start small, like creating $1 million. That it can you really know in your heart that you're capable of doing that? Most of us believe or think that we're not capable of doing that. We really are capable of doing that, but let's start smaller. Let's start with something we know we can create. Start small. Some of the things that have been talked about, we created lime green. Somebody, Birdie, I think, was working with someone and they were creating the color lime green. And so then they started seeing it in many, many various different things. I like the one because lime green does show up a lot for me today. But I liked when they were creating a pink vehicle. How many times do you really see a pink vehicle? So that might be a fun, challenging game right there to just know in your heart, go in your heart and know that your pink vehicle is going to show up today. And then just go about your day. You don't have to like be the treasure hunter just looking for it at every turn and get obsessive. I did that once. Shane was working with me about this game and we created a word. I came up with the word cougar and I was gonna go look for cougars, and which was kind of a fun game because Source kept putting cheetahs in my path and I'm like, well, it's a big cat. Am I cheating? I think I was cheating at my game because I'd call him and I'd say, well, I have a cheetah. Wasn't a cougar. So I kind of think I played a game on myself with Source. We were playing and laughing and having a good time. But this is great. So Shane has brought this analogy to this lime green. I'm going to use lime green. And he told me a story about lime green is his bobber. He's fishing. And so if you're if you know how to fish, you'll know what I'm talking about here. So excuse me. When I go fishing, I put some bait on the hook and I have a bobber and I throw it out. And the bobber just is floating calmly. But if a fish starts biting the hook, that bobber bobs and it starts moving. So lime green is my bobber. And when I see lime green, I know that I have a fish biting. So I start talking to source. Thank you, source. I see my bobber. I see the bobber biting. And this is how this story went. So after he told Shane told me his story about how this lime green showed up and it was his bobber, and he worked at the bobber and he reeled in the fish. So it's about bringing our awareness and communicating with source and playing with source. That's what this is. This is a game that I learned how to play with source. So I came out of a grocery store and I was walking back to my house and there was a lime green Jeep. I said, "Ooh, oh, my bobber. Huh." And I looked around. Where's my fish? Where's my fish? Okay, all right. I don't see anything I'm going to call a fish. So I went and I walked circles around the Jeep. And I looked at the building that it was sitting in front of. It was sitting in front of a dentist office. So I was talking to Source, thank you for the bobber. And I was like, Source, I really don't have any desire to go into a dentist office. I had no desire to go into a dentist office. I thought I have no fish I want there. And I thought maybe there'd be a person in there I needed to talk to or something, but I was just like, just refraining from that. So I couldn't see nothing. I walked around the Jeep, I looked at the building. So I kind of started heading back home, and there was a bench right there. So I said, I'm not in a hurry. I'm going to sit on this bench and I'm going to watch my bobber. So I sit on the bench and I'm looking at the Jeep, and past the Jeep, when I'm sitting there on the bench, the perspective now changes and there's a different building behind the Jeep. And it's the Ace Hardware store. Well, that's interesting. I had mentioned that Ace Hardware store like 3 times that week. Earlier at work, there was a guy we were talking a cat brush, the Furminator cat brush. They're like $30, but it's just an amazing brush that takes a lot of hair out of your pets. And he was asking where would I buy one, and I said, well, that Ace Hardware over there has a lot of pet supplies. I don't know if it has one, but so that was one reason. And a customer asked me they wanted some mouse traps, and I said, well, probably down there at the hardware store. So it was just I'd been talking about this hardware store, so I felt really pulled. It's the hardware store. Okay. And I see outside they even have a rack outside of bargain stuff, and I said, okay, I love a bargain. So I head on over there. I don't really have anything in mind that I need to go shopping for, but I love bargains. So I went and I looked at this bargain shelf. Nah, chemicals, oil, this weird, odd stuff that I just really couldn't find any resonating thing for. And something said, go in. Oh, okay. So I go in the hardware store and I just go in and stand there. I got groceries in my hand. I don't have a clue why I'm in the hardware store, but I'm following my bobber. The bobber, the lime green Jeep, means I have a fish biting. Okay. Source is giving me a fish biting on my hook, and I just need to reel it in. I've got to catch that fish and reel it in. So I stand there in the doorway and I look, and down the aisle, there's displays in the center, and the aisle goes to the left and the aisle goes to the right. Well, on the right side is lime green swimming pool noodles. I don't know what they're technically called, but there's these tubes that kids get for the swimming pool, and they float, and you can hit your friend with them and they don't hurt. They're kind of like styrofoam or something. And there's all kinds of rainbow colors. There's pinks and blues, reds, yellows, lime green. Well, the lime green is on the very right end. So I'm like, okay, we'll go that way. So I go down the aisle that way, not really sure what I'm heading to. And I see pet stuff. So I go check. Yep, they've got the Furminator brush. I'm going to tell the kid I work with that they got them there, but I don't know. So I don't see anything I want. So I go back to the lime green and I stand there. And then there is two red cardinals. And if you've seen the movie Disclosure Day, maybe it didn't grab you the way it did me, but I went to the movie, new Spielberg movie, Disclosure Day, and a red cardinal is a symbol in the movie. And I see these two red cardinals, and they are both pointing in the same direction. Okay, here we are. And I go down the aisle. I'm looking at all the shelves, I'm looking at all the stuff, not sure why I'm here. So I turn and I look at the cardinals, and the one cardinal is actually off from where I'm at. So I'm like, we'll go follow that cardinal. And I come to the end, I look at the end of the shelf, and here comes my helper. Ma'am, can I help you find anything? Now I said quietly, I kind of said, I'm looking for a fish. And he goes, excuse me, what? So I say it out loud so he can understand me. I said, I'm looking for a fish. He goes, oh, the fishing department. It's over this way. And he takes off. And so I follow the guy. And as soon as we turned the aisle in the fishing aisle, I knew exactly why I was there. There is the box that I spoke out loud. It was just the day before I had found my jewelry tool kit. I have a box for my jewelry tools. I've had this box for 25 years and I don't like it. I had it buried behind a bunch of stuff because I'm not using it. What I've been using for the last 4 winters is a cardboard box that's a better shape. It's a better size. It's a better shape. It's more convenient and it's easily grabbed. It's in a place where I can easily grab it, and I'm using that for my tools and my supplies, and it's a cardboard box. But the other day I unburied this plastic box that I had that is not convenient. I don't like it and I'm not using it. And I spoke out loud, man, I really need to get a new box. It's time to get a new box for my jewelry tools. And man, we turned that fishing aisle and there it was right there. I knew exactly what it was. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Source. What a great fun fishing trip. So this is a new game that I'm playing now. When I see lime green, I know that my bobber is getting hit with a fish. Let's see, it was just the other day. It was Friday, 2 days ago. I was going into an organization and I got to a parking lot and I got out to walk in, and there is a huge lime green truck. Ooh, look, my bobber. And next to it is parked another truck. And I've seen this other truck before. It has the camper shell on the back. And on the back window, there's a big picture of a fish. And the saying says, oh, to be fishing. And I just start laughing because I know that this huge green, lime green truck is my bobber. And the sign on the truck next to it said, oh, to be fishing. And I just giggle and I talk to Source and I say, cool, I'm fishing. Hi, Source. How are you today? I am going fishing. My bobber is getting hit with a fish. And I get a little excited because this is becoming fun. So I actually go into the building and I talk to people I know and I talk to people I don't know. And I have my business in there. And I thought that there would be a fish in there. And I don't know. I left. I kind of even forgot about it. But when I came back outside, I seen it again. I seen the bobber and I went, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm fishing. And then I noticed there's a picnic table underneath a tree. Okay. So again, I'm going to go sit and watch my bobber. And I go sit on this picnic and it's like it's 90 some degrees out, 90, I don't, in the hot, upper 90s. It's hot, but there is a picnic table underneath a big, humongous tree. And it looked like a great place to sit. So I did. And I just watched. I watched my bobber, lime green truck, and I watched everything around me. There was nothing going on. There was no people coming by. There was just my lime green truck. But you know, if you're a fisherman sitting on the bank watching a bobber, we all know we have to have patience and awareness because if you're not paying attention to your bobber, you could miss it. You could have a fish biting on that bobber and you might miss it. So it's all about becoming aware of me, becoming aware of the scenery around me, becoming aware of how source is talking to me. Pretty soon, a van pulls up, a lady jumps out, and the van takes off, and she starts coming towards me. Hi, how are you today? I say. She just started talking. She sat down, threw all of her stuff. She had some stuff she was carrying. She threw it on the picnic table. You know, me and that lady sat there and talked for an entire hour. And I have no doubt that she needed what the information I was talking, and I needed the information she was talking. Source gave me a huge fish, huge. This was a champion fish, and I just needed to sit still and be patient and watch the bobber. And I caught a big fish that day. What a gift. What an incredible gift. Just a lot of fun. And oh, hey, I should shout out some call. Anybody wants to talk to me today? We do take calls on this show, and the numbers are 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. It is a call-in show, and I would love to hear how you're creating your reality today. So much fun. My song today, I don't know about singing. I feel it applies to this letting go of care, observing the matrix, observing the movie, and it's called Without Expectation. The song is called Without Expectation, and it's by Trevor Hall. Trevor Hall, his album is In and Through the Body. He's one of my inspirational singers. I love the words to his songs. They're very inspirational words for me. And that's, you know, getting out of the matrix. My mind has so many programs that a lot of times I expect things. And when I'm expecting things to happen a certain way, for instance, I expect at the restaurant that I'm going to get my turn. I'm going to get a fair share. So it's expectations. When I can let go of expectations, it helps me in this processing of learning to not care. So I just really felt this one was really pertaining to our topic today. Without expectation, no more secrets, come as you are. All of it fits just right, heart to heart. There's no tradition, nothing by the book. All you need is courage. Have the strength to look. There's no more pretending. You can't measure in this room. Just walk through the doorway. Just follow the tune. I see your robe of patches. It is perfectly arranged. Here, there's no worry, letting go of shame. We sit in pure absence without expectation. Let us share. Don't be scared. Come on in. Everything will be all right. A common truth or something new. What's to lose? All we gotta do is try. We just try. These are just examples. We just learn. We just practice. We have patience. We love ourselves through the process. It's such a good, I really like the tone of this. So we let go of shame. We let go of worry. We're letting go of our care. We're just resonating in our peace. We sit in pure absence and we let go of fear. We don't be scared. Everything is all right. And you know, when things happen, you know, I at first, when I first found out that I was skipped, that I maybe it was my turn to get that table, my brain kicked on. That on switch came on, and all those old stories in my brain just started playing, and it started playing tapes in my head. Luckily, I've been practicing this for a little while, so it was really easy for me to stand on. I won't. I just remember the moment specifically. I was just at the dish pit, just dropped those dishes down, and I just stood there in the kitchen laughing. And laughing. It was just hilarious. This is just assimilation, but isn't it funny how quickly we can be bothered by something? So what we're doing here is we're not just automatically not bothered by something. Something can really get us. But the sooner we can recognize what it is, the sooner we can come back to peace. Just any moment that you can. Come back to peace. Don't beat yourself up. And especially what the point where I started really struggling was after I'd been doing this a while. I'd been doing this a while. And then I started having expectations. I started expecting that I should be better in this because I did have some breakthrough moments. I was having success. I was having success. It was working. I was getting out of my mind. I was staying in my heart. I was keeping my peace. And I'd been in peace for a while now. And then something happened. And then I tell myself, oh, I should be better in this. Oh, there I go again. Oh, you know, and that's just, again, those are old tapes in the head. Those are just old programmings. And so just to treat ourselves. The person that we really need to have the most compassion with is ourself. It's not our fault that our programming, our recording system has been so overloaded with data. This has been the great mind matrix. It is highly engineered to keep us from ascension. But it's okay now because now the gig is up. We're aware. We are aware that the prison gate was our mind. The mind matrix is what held us in prison. And we are free now. We're free to leave prison. We're free to leave the old constructs, the old programming, and we can create new. We can create the paradise that we've always longed for. We become aware of how the tape in the mind plays, and then we become mindful of the words we're using. What are the words I'm using? I can't. I won't. Especially I statements. Anytime I speak the word I, watch what follows it. Watch what follows it. Here's another waitress analogy. The universe The universe just shows up and gives us whatever we ask for. It doesn't differentiate, well, she's asking for some yucky stuff. It doesn't look at it like that. The universe doesn't make a judgment of what I'm asking for. So if I say, well, I'll never be any good. I'm never going to be able to do that. The universe just says, okay, well, you're never going to be able to do that. It doesn't have judgment. The universe doesn't have emotion. The source, God, if you will, sometimes we use the word God, but we just interchange it with all the other words. It's a loose term that these words, this English language, some people don't like the word God at all. And every time I speak it, they'll just turn me off. So I like to resonate with the person standing in front of me. But because I'm on the radio today, I want to throw out, it's up to you what words you use. God might not be a good word for you. So don't use it. And when I use it, just translate it to your understanding, source. Prime creation, the source creator within me that created me. Source creator. Doesn't have emotion and it doesn't judge what I'm doing. It doesn't reward me if I'm a good little girl, and it doesn't punish me if I'm a bad little girl. Again, those are programmings in my mind. I might be punishing myself. I might be rewarding myself. It's the mind matrix that is the judge. So the more I get into my heart and out of my mind, the less judgment. Matter of fact, when I am in my heart, I have no judgment. It's only in the mind. That is the duality, good and bad, light and dark, truth, deception. So the waitress comes to the table. Let's say the waitress is sourced God herself. So the universe comes to the table and goes, What would you like to order? And the person goes, man, I am just really having a bad day. Everything's going wrong. My car quits running and I'm walking now and it's hot outside and it sucks. And the waitress says, the universe says, coming right up. And that's what the universe serves that person. And then the server, the waitress, source goes to the next table. What would you like to order? Man, I am having the best day. This is a fabulous day. I am so blessed and I am so excited to be here. I would really love to have a nice cold lemonade right now. That sounds really good. And I just really love the fact that I am just so blessed and grateful. And so the waitress says, coming right up. And that person just is filled with a lot of gratifying things. And the universe just gives us what we ask for. So this is where we begin our awareness. What are the statements I'm making? I am statements. I this, I that. And what are we doing to other people? The you statements. You this, you that, you this, you that. What are we saying? What are we speaking out loud? What are the thoughts that are running through our mind? Maybe we're not speaking it out loud, but maybe we have a tape that plays constantly over and over and over. They're obnoxious. They're bothering me. They're this. You know, if I start judging what they are doing and I'm unhappy about it, I'm just going to keep getting more of it. They're obnoxious. Well, they're going to keep giving me obnoxious because that's what I'm stating, even if it's in my mind. especially when I have emotion to it. If I have care, if I don't like it for some reason, I'm just creating more of it. So, it's a beautiful chorus is some singers. I don't know about a band, but maybe singers. It's music, and it's called Beautiful Chorus, and their songs are like mantras, and the harmonics are incredible. They're beautiful singers, and they sing short phrases that are easy to learn and easy to remember. And when I start remembering some of their songs and I start singing them, it just really creates some real beauty in my life. Well, I don't know if I can find a beautiful chorus. I've brought many of their songs, Inner Peace. Okay, this is by Beautiful Chorus, Inner Peace. Please let me feel inner peace. And I can remove the word please because I don't ask for nothing. Let me feel inner peace. Let me feel inner peace from my center at the center of me. My heart is open. I am aware. In me is a knowing of love. Beautiful chorus, and they just have incredible music. Let's see. I am
Hey,
kind of,
Haro, we are getting really close to the end of the hour.
Okay. I see that I had 5 minutes. I seen that, and then my clock says I have 8 minutes, and I'm wondering if Dawn's in the house because I could just wrap this up. Is there anything, Sheila, that you would add to today's topic or encouraging words for the listeners at all?
Oh, I don't know, but when you were talking about laughing and that belly laugh, that's something that's been going around in my heart, realizing every time I do that, how much spirit just seems to be there, fully in me. And that is the most wonderful feeling there is.
It is. Yep, the most wonderful feeling. And that is a great thing to end on, because I make mistakes and I fall down and I get upset and I feel wronged and I feel all kinds of things. This world, it's not always fair. It was designed that way. It was engineered that way just to keep us disgruntled, to keep us in our anger, our fear, our worries. That's what we're learning to come out of. We're gonna take great care today to make statements of positiveness. We're gonna take great care to speak out to the universe, to connect with the universe, to be in our hearts, and to find the humor. Just find the humor in the stumbles, find the humor in the mistakes, and we will stay connected. Email me with any questions. Call me with any realities you want to share. This is a wrap. Love, love, love.
Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed. Healed, healed, healed. Truth will shock you. It will shake everything you believed. But listen, it is over.
The children are safe. The darkness has fallen. And now, what do? We live. We love. We create. From the heart. From the source. From within.
This is the awakening.
Has already won.